Shouting erupts on House floor during moment of silence for Charlie Kirk. By Paul Bois on September 10, 2025. A shouting match erupted on the House floor on Wednesday during a moment of silence for conservative activist Charlie Kirk following his assassination. The shouting occurred when Representative Lauren Boebert, RCO, interrupted the moment of silence to demand spoken prayer on the House floor. "Please rise for a moment of prayer for Charlie Kirk and his family," House Speaker Mike Johnson said. Lawmakers acknowledged the moment for several seconds and then immediately returned to regular order when Lauren Boebert said, "Silent prayers get silent results." When Boebert asked if prayers could be heard out loud, it prompted some shouts of no from Democrats, to which she shouted back. Per Fox News. Meanwhile, Representative Anna Paulina Luna, Republican Florida, stood up and began shouting back. "You all caused this," she said. Speaker Johnson attempted to quell the crowd multiple times, banging his gavel and asking for order. Eventually, he said, "We will join for prayer right after this, okay?" Charlie Kirk was gunned down while speaking at a Turning Point USA event at Utah Valley University on Wednesday. He is survived by his wife and two children. President Trump honored him upon learning of his death. "The great, and even legendary, Charlie Kirk, is dead," Trump wrote. "No one understood or had the heart of the youth in the United States of America better than Charlie. He was loved and admired by all, especially me, and now, he is no longer with us. Melania and my sympathies go out to his beautiful wife Erica, and family. Charlie, we love you." Democrat leaders have roundly condemned the assassination of Charlie Kirk as senseless political violence. "Let me be clear, even if you disagree with someone's beliefs, even if you stand against every single thing they stand for, the path of disagreement must never lead to what happened today at Utah Valley University," said Democrat National Committee, DNC, Chairman Ken Martin. "Political violence, in all of its forms, is unacceptable in America. Yet, as I said when my dear friends Melissa and Mark Hortman were murdered earlier this summer, such violence has become commonplace. Every single political leader, Democrat and Republican alike, must loudly condemn this violence. We must work harder to bring this country together, not divide it," he added.